Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Courtney Tripp with 3B Soap Reviews. I hope everybody had an awesome weekend. I know that I did. I got to come and visit my mom for a while, and we ran around and did girl stuff, so that was a lot of fun. And you need to go hit up Bath and Body Works. If you're an addict like me, you need to go in there and hit them up because they have a really good sale right now. They got $5 off their body cream, the lotions. So you need to go in there and do that because I went in yesterday and found, and I'm all about fall. I'm a fall baby. I'll be 27 in October, so it's like my favorite time of the entire year. You need to go into Bath and Body Works and see their fall line because if you like pumpkin spice latte or those things, the fall fresh air kind of a thing, that's what I got is the fresh fall air. And it smells amazing. I have it on right now. And I absolutely encourage you to go hit that up. And they've got some other great deals, too. Sorry, I had to plug that because it's my favorite place on earth. Okay, so anyway, if you want to call in, that would be cool. If not, cool. The guest call-in number is 213-943-3387. And again, that guest call-in number is 213-943-3387. If you're ever wanting to do a soap show, I promise that I would do better about doing this. But if you want to check out my friend Carly at Daytime After Dark, she's really, really sweet. And it would be great if you go and check out her show. She does celebrity interviews, something that we haven't started doing yet, just because of the fact that we're kind of building up to different things and we're about to start doing our merch line. So we haven't really started investing in doing celebrity contacts so much. Even though we do know a few of them and everything and we've talked about it, we haven't been able to do it. But Carly does. So if you want to go and check out Daytime After Dark, they're a lot of fun. I've guest starred on their show a few times. Actually, they are live. And so you might want to go and check them out because they're really good and lots of people. So I want to talk about a few things. We're obviously going to talk about the rest of the days of our lives. So I want to remind everybody that if you don't follow our show yet on Twitter, be sure to hit follow and we always follow that. As long as you're pretty active, we don't normally follow like accounts that that have like no activity on it just because of the fact that it's kind of waste, I don't know. But if you don't really have, if you're not really active on it, I mean, obviously, we probably will go ahead and follow you back. But there's certain circumstances that we don't. But go ahead and follow us, and we'll follow you back. And that's automatically going to enter you into our August giveaway drawing for Days of Our Lives gifts that we're going to be giving away to somebody. And the way that we've been doing that is through our friends at the Geek Suite, one of the geniuses over at that company. He's one of my best friends in the entire world. I love her. And her boyfriend is phenomenal. And so you want product from these people. They're so good. Very creative. Very, very creative people. And it's really hard to choose between what they get put in front of me. It's really, really tough. And they're sponsoring the merch line. So if you want to be able to be put into the drawing for Days of Our Lives, themed gift, and that gift this month is actually going to be customized. So last month, whenever we gave Julie her gift, it was a Young and Restless mug. It wasn't themed specified to that person. But we're going to be doing this month is if you want like a Tabby gift, we'll do Tabby. If you want, you know, Chad and Gabby or Chad and Abby or whatever you want to do, or just a Days of Life themed, if you want Darlena, anything like that, just let me know once you're drawn. We'll get together and you tell me what you want, and then we'll make it happen, okay? And, of course, you have to give us an email address and address so that we can get you all of your stuff. Okay. And, again, like I mentioned, we're about to start a merch line, and that's going to be great. We're going to do T-shirts. We're going to be doing sweatpants. I'd love to do that. We're going to be doing mugs and other accessories, things like that. We're really excited to have other things. And it's going to be awesome. And I'm already just blown away by all the different ideas that we've come up with. And so, yeah, it's going to be great. Then, on to what's most important. I've been really trying to get into Bold and Beautiful, and I'm kind of struggling. It's not that I don't like the show, because it's a great show. I mean, it wouldn't have to be fan-based. It wasn't good stuff, But I'm struggling a little bit to kind of get into what's going on. And so if anybody at any point, bold and the beautiful, people that are really, really good and you know your stuff, I would love to have you on and just kind of talk about the show and kind of fill me in on air and answer my questions, because some of my questions might be, you know, newbie questions. I've been seeing a lot of newbies on Twitter, people that are really trying to connect and get into these shows. And so I don't feel completely by myself. A little bit hard because I don't really know the background and so I have to do a lot of research and stuff. I'm not struggling as much in General Hospital because my family has a history of being General Hospital fans. So I am not struggling as much with that one. I had to struggle getting the references. I had family members that were absolutely obsessed with getting the references. My grandfather was actually in insurance. We had our own insurance company, our family did. And every day at lunchtime, he would always watch him and wrestle. Like, he shut everybody out. No phone calls, no nothing. Do not interrupt him. He is watching this. He has to know what's going on. It was hilarious how he was like that. So it wasn't really so hard for me to pick up on Young Enough because I already knew. And then General Hospital stuff, that's because my dad was in love with General Hospital. The Bone Beautiful stuff. And so if anybody wants to kind of give me some pointers and kind of, you know, tell me what the ins and outs are, I've seen a lot of your interactions on Twitter. And I do follow a lot of the stories. Like, Waity is a big thing right now, Wyatt and Katie. And they're awesome. And a lot of people were, like, really against it because he was her stepson at one point. So there's things that I know about the show. It's just catching on to the background of everything. But I am catching on, but I could always use a little bit of help. And that was something that was really cool about guest starring for so many years, was that people would always allow me to do Days of Our Lives, and other people would do Young and Restless while you're on the block. So that was always helpful. So anytime anybody wants to set more, tell me about the things, that'd be awesome. Okay, let's go ahead and start with the reviews. This week in Young and the Restless was pretty good. I was enjoying it, and I'm really looking forward to this coming week. Obviously, the whole thing with Ben and Victoria has been exposed. Thank you, Hillary. And that's something that I think I want to talk about is that, you know, I'm completely for a Devon reunion, but I want it to be under the right circumstances. Obviously, I want to see Devon and Hillary in better places, and right now they're just taking Hillary and just running her through the mud. And I really don't like that style of writing. I don't like the way that they're writing her. And I understand that she's a bad girl, and she's always going to be. But at the same time, she's just kind of taking it to a level that I'm not too, like, thrilled about. The fact that she's, you know, walking around and recording conversations and airing them on, it's kind of an embarrassment, you know, to the people that are involved. And I just wish they wouldn't have her acting that way. And, of course, she's blindsiding Mariah on the Hillary Hour. You know, it's just like you kind of got to hope for a little bit more for her because they're just making her seem so dirty, and I just don't like that. I don't think that it's fun to people. So I really hope they develop her a little bit better because right now she's not a great place. Like, Jack's not in a great place. Not where he's at. I'm not sure about where Phyllis is at. You know, it's just, but not every character is going to have the best moment. Same thing with the fact that, you know, Nikki has been acting kind of crazy and the whole stuff with Victor and him acting out against his kids and his wife. And, you know, I am not against the way that Victor has been handling his children. I think that they have been extremely hypocritical with the way that they have handled him and the way that they have addressed him. And the fact that Nick is acting holier than thou with the fact that he has hidden all this stuff and all these lies, and it's crazy to me how hypocritical people in this city are. It's so nuts. It was the same thing whenever, Sharon, the whole thing with Sharon and Christian had been exposed, and the fact that Nikki was acting the way that she was acting, but not acting towards Chelsea, you know, she's done the same thing. All these people have done the same thing, you know, lying to death on the line. That's the same thing. You know, so I'm hoping that with the new writer, with Mal being on there, I'm hoping we can see something better. I know a lot of people are really pessimistic about him, but I'm not. I always try to see the best in things, and I wish him the best of luck. I hope that he brings something really fresh and new. But obviously, I know that he has records for some people, and that some people don't like him. I know that, and that's fine. But I'm going to hope for the best, and maybe the best will come. So obviously, another thing is that speaking of Victoria again, she's still acting out and acting kind of crazy, and she's having like these blackout moments whenever she's having conversations with people. She's already been checked out by the doctor, and she's been told that she's fine. But obviously, she's not fine. And then Billy's reaction to Victoria's behavior is bothering Phyllis, and so Phyllis decided she was going to enlist the help of Benjamin Hotman, and she was going to start scheming with her ex-husband. Okay, I'm all for FAC. I like them. I like Phyllis and Jack together, and I hope they reunite. That's just me. And I'm absolutely in love with Jack. I think he is the sweetest thing, but right now he's not. He's in a really rough place in his character, and I don't approve of it, but it's not all about me. Some people really like it, and I want to see Jack become more compassionate. His anger, Billy, is just a little bit extreme at this point. The fact that he is his own brother's, his wife, okay, well, you slept with your father's wife. You were forgiven. You moved on. So why can't you move on? You know, everybody moved on, but you. You're not moving on. And that's disappointing because Jack is such an awesome character. And I remember, obviously, when the whole thing went down with Phyllis and the exposing of that, it was sad and heartbreaking, and I cried. And they were going back and forth and all this stuff. And then he finally told her goodbye and kissed her goodbye, and it was just so much for me. And I know a lot of people are really, really big Philly fans, but I'm not. I don't think there's a lot of depth to them. I think all they are is sex. Now, I'm going to get the criticism, Ollie jamming with sex. Okay, I know that. They were a lot of sex. They had a lot of depth. I don't feel like there's a lot of depth to Philly. Opinion. Just an opinion. So, Abby is going to be moving into the tack house. Go figure. She's obviously going to start being her dad's right hand, even though he's manipulating her. He's manipulating all of his kids. And he has kicked Nick out of the house. And Nick has decided he's going to go and talk to Chelsea about moving in. Okay, he would not have done that had his dad not kicked him to the curb. He would not have done it. That's another thing about Nick I don't like so far is they're just making him a user. Because that's all he's done so far is just use the living crap out of people. And not even so much fun. He doesn't use anybody financially. He's emotionally manipulative. And he's hypocritical. And it's just too much. I used to love Nick. I used to want Nick and Sharon to be together. And I don't. And then, of course, you see Abby and Scott. And you know that's coming, and you don't want it to, because Scott and Sharon are so sweet, and Sharon's happy, and now she's going to be betrayed, I think. I don't know for sure. So I don't know. I'm hoping not, but the way that it's looking, it's a definite possibility. And a lot of people have still been really critical of the Mariah and Tessa thing. I had a feeling that Tessa had a pretty dark history. And she did. Crystal and everything, she blinked and all that. So Mariah's been able to pull some of that out of her, but I'm hoping that they really start to develop the Taraya story because the Havon fans are freaking out. And I don't blame you. I don't, you know, because you don't want to see Devon with Mariah and the whole fact that they've been saying, I love you and all this stuff. And now he's all like, pining over her, thinking she's not going to leave. I don't know. I it's just a mess. And, you know, these fan events, you know, that have been going on, I hope that a lot of the fans are able to get the resolution that they need. I hope that things develop the way that you want them to. Obviously, Havon is a super obvious, and they have to be together. And I think Taraya will end up being a super couple. I do. It's just a matter of time. It's a matter of writing, and it's a matter of what they want to develop and what they want to put on screen. I don't know. And I'm really sad at the fact that Nikki is going to have her heart broken by Jack, because she's going to find out about him trying to take down Victoria. We already know this. And Billy's going to find out about Phyllis. And that's going to be sad. And then, boom. I think Billy and Victoria will reunite, and I think Phyllis and Jack will reunite. I feel that it's an inevitable thing. Phyllis and Jack always end up back together. Billy and Victoria always end up back together. Yeah, my hands are tied. I don't know. But overall, next week's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really excited. So, Nikki's got a lot of concerns about what's going on over at the ranch, and Victor knows that. He's not going to let anybody know what's going on until final finale. Final scene, and there it is. Up and everybody else has a hard time turning Nikki away, because she's going to have concerns. And I know that Nikki still wants to be with Victor. That's kind of evident. I think Jack is absolutely just going to continue to be somebody's rebound. So, okay. And then, of course, Jordan and Hillary. So, he's just a little idiot. That was not unexpected. I knew it was eventually going to come, just because of the fact that they've been extremely flirtatious for the last couple months. And Hillary is insanely willing, and I think Hillary is just intimidated by anybody that could potentially be a threat of any type. She's got a lot of insecurities. She's beautiful, I don't know why. But beauty is not everything. I think that she's intimidated by Lily and Mariah only because they have good girl track records for the most part. They do have their mistakes. But Hillary's on habitual status right now, just like Kane is. Kane is a habitual liar and bad decision maker. And I'm not a fan of Kane right now. I do not want him with Lily. I don't. Not right now, I don't. He's got things. But it's so tough. How do you change constant lies and manipulation? And I'm still convinced that Juliet's lying about something. Because I'm telling you, you never seen Kane in any of the appointments. No, you haven't, have you? So I still think, I'm a conspiracy theorist, UFOs exist under my leg. That kind of a thing? Yes, I exist in that world. And I think that Juliet is absolutely nuts. And the fact that you're going to see Kane and Juliet growing closer, what? Good God. And then Sharon is still playing that independent female role, and she's out to save Crystal. And I'm really proud that they're writing a story like this, that they can focus on real-world issues. And sex trafficking is serious. It is a problem. And I'm glad that Sharon's able to give some of her skills. She's so brave. Such a brave person. And I like the strength of her character. It makes me feel good. I'm all about powerful women, as some of you may know about me. Okay. So, I had seen this earlier, but I completely forgot about it. Obviously, we're going to start moving into the Devon and Hillary thing. Pardon me. And we're going to start noticing, I think, the fact that the spoilers have said that Devon gets distracted by Hillary. Duh. Have you seen her? Duh. But they're telling what the seed is going to be on that. Now, the way that's linked is because Jordan and Lily are just like in this moment, and finally Kane's gonna see it. I'm so glad. He needs to have it broken a little bit. He's breaking too many hearts. His kids, his wife, he is disappointing the people in his life, and he needs to be a little bit disappointed. He needs to feel lost. He just thinks he can go baby this, sweetheart that, and which drives me nuts, by the way. That's one of the reasons why that I have a difficulty staying in a relationship with any guy is because when they baby me too much, I'm like, stop. Quit calling me baby. Quit calling me sweetheart. I am not in the mood. I'm pissed at you. So, finally, he's going to get a little taste of his own medicine. And then, after and Robbie had their moment, weird. It was weird. You know, it's like you wait for it, and you're like, oh, my God, I'm better in my head. It's just, I saw it, and I'm like, oh, my God, it didn't work out. It just was not sexy. It was weird. It wasn't sexy. He's so cute and so beautiful. It just did not go together. How did that happen with an outfit the other day? Really thought it was going to work. Put it together, I wasn't sure. Okay, so, and then at the end of the week, we start seeing Faith again, and Faith is going to have some weird behaviors. She's had weird behaviors. I don't know why it was so shocking. But Faith is going to be seen on the canvas again. And then moving into the week, we start seeing more vaccines. I'm sorry about that. And the fact that I can't play this game, you're trying to take Billy down. Really? Really? Now's the time you play out some more content. Now's the time. You've been lying. Really, really awkward predicament. And you've been, I don't know, lying or betraying him for the last couple of weeks. No big deal. You've not been hanging out with his brother, your ex-husband. This woman cannot tie it down. She's a problem. I love her at the end of the world, at the end of the earth, but she is so much trouble. And that's probably why I like her. Honestly, I've always gone for the villain. I've always gone for the person that's always the least likely to like. And I'm really accepting that it's the most explosive reveal when it does. I hope that Billy freaks. Because if they will do it with you, they will do it to you. I've been taught that my entire life. So why anybody acts surprised, I don't know. Anyway. Enough of Young and the Restless. I want to talk about Ezra for a second. So, the whole Hattie and Bonnie thing, yikes. It's hilarious. And I'm struggling with Morgan Fairchild being on the show because she doesn't look like Morgan Fairchild at all. I just don't even recognize her anymore. And, you know, I'm not sitting here saying I haven't gone and had a little bit of work done every once in a while, because I have. But the fact of the matter is that she just looks unrecognizable. She's beautiful, but she's unrecognizable. I'm like, you're so pretty, don't change too much about yourself. But she's still a great addition, but I'm just like, meh, I don't know about all that. And then the scenes, I'm sorry, Judy, it was hilarious and funny. I absolutely love it. And the fact that she's like, Lucas, I can't do this. You're so hot, you know, whatever. You're so nice. I was cracking up during those scenes. Cracking up. And with Marlena and, you know, being locked away and the fact that John's about to get locked away, it's just a mess. But it's so funny. It's so soapy. And I just feel like they're just going. Ron is taking it, I think he's going to take things to the retro era of the soap, you know, with the fact that Vivian's coming back, and I think, hopefully, fingers crossed, that Christopher Tyler is going to be Nicholas Halloween, hopefully. And then, you know, I just love the fact that they're bringing back all these retro characters, and the fact that they're writing like this again. It's so funny and entertaining. Great stuff. And then, if anybody saw the promo for it, they realize that Nicole's the one that killed that most, not Sunny. Not bad. And then Chad proposed to Abby again, and I'm sad about it because I love them so much. I don't want to talk about it because I'll start crying. And I just want to say that I'm absolutely fed up with Rose. They arrested Abe. Literally two of the biggest criminals in Salem right now. And you're arresting Abe. They love to arrest people, don't they? And I will seriously never be able to ever how older than the South separated, I can't recover from it. I like Gabby, and Dario was okay. I mean, but I can't get over it. I can't get over it. And then, the best part of days right now is Roman getting some action, by the way. Go, Roman. Getting pushed by Superman. You go. Proud of you. I love that the dog knocked him out. For Andre, he's all jealous of Kate, kissing on Roman. Poor guy. I love that open job so much. He's such a cool dude. I love the Damaris. They're the best family ever. So great. So great. But anyway, good stuff. Good stuff ahead, my friends. Good stuff. Keep on going. Would it be? Is it next week? I say yes. We're announcing the Days of Our Lives themed giveaway winner next week. Giveaway. Okay. And we'll be back at our Central Standard Time. We're going to start working on those two dates. We're going to be in the Toronto area next year. So I need my Canadian people to hit me up and let me know if you're going to be in the area at the time when I release the date for shooting for my film. Okay. We'll be in Texas in October of this year. So in Texas, Dan would love to connect with us as well. We've had a few that said that they want you to actually. A good number of people have expressed interest or excited about that as well. We'll be sharing more next year. I'll be in Vegas and home, that way. We'll be able to meet people in Los Angeles. And then while we're in Canada, we're going to come down and go to New York and see our New Yorkers. Yay, exciting. But again, if you haven't followed us on Twitter yet, shame on you because we want to follow you. So follow us on Twitter at 3B Soap Reviews. We're going to be working and redeveloping our Facebook page, and our Facebook is like so not my thing. Not really big on it, but okay. Follow us on Twitter, and then we'll get to the Facebook stuff later. But I love you guys. I'll see you next Sunday, 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time.